one is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly?
Aloha! I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pell Talk, Paradise, and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free, USA, 877-270-8714, Canada, 888-861-3519. Our direct line, same area code, is 530-876-3223 or 413-4515. Am I ever excited about our show this evening? It is always a divine pleasure to be with each and every one of you on a weekly basis. And wow, I am so thrilled. I just don't even know where to begin this evening. But I have really been looking forward to this show for quite some time. And it's really exciting for me because I popped in one day and I was listening to a wonderful conversation that was going on in the chat room called Pal Talk. And as I listened, I was observing history unfolding, new information that was being brought forth for all of us to really understand the true knowledge and wisdom of the archangels. And it's really interesting because most of you know that I've been on my spiritual journey for quite some time in this particular lifetime. And I have to say, this is information that I didn't even know existed. And so I'm really excited that tonight we are going to share this wonderful information, new, it's old, but yet it's new information to each and every one of you this evening. And before we get started tonight, I have a couple of announcements that I would like to share with all of you this evening. First of all, I'd like to congratulate our technician Seth for the new member of BBS Radio. And congratulations to you, Seth, and congratulations to your wife as well, to your new little one that has come into this world to embrace us with his little light to all of us. So congratulations to both of you. I'd also like to ask that all the listeners this evening take a note because my broadcast time will be changing starting next week. And I will be broadcasting at half an hour earlier than what we are broadcasting tonight. So please take a note of that, that I will start broadcasting a half an hour early. On that note, please allow me to share you this wonderful information about our guest this evening. And our guest tonight is Alan Wilkes, a first-time author, and has written a wonderful book on angelic wisdom and light. He has had knowledge and connection to angels from a very young age, using his blessings to give angelic guided readings. Even though Alan's time of reading and writings produced spiritual artwork through his readings, selling paintings worldwide. And you can actually view on his official website, which is Alan the Angel Reader Wilkes, and that's spelled W-I-L-K-S dot 50 megs, M-E-G-S www.alanlivesinliverpool.com. Now, Alan lives in Liverpool, United Kingdom, and he is just an absolute blessing for each and every one of us. And as we unfold this show tonight, you will understand. But I also wanted to also welcome the archangels that will be present with us tonight as well, and that is Metatron, Gabriel, Mikael, Uriel, and Ariel, Ariel as well. Ooh, Alan, I can feel that energy rushing in already. Yes, I love it. You can always tell when you are in the presence of an archangel. If this is your first time experiencing the archangels or just beginning on your journey to really learn about the archangels, the ascended masters, well, tonight, Alan is going to share with each of us tonight the ins and outs of how to even begin to get connected with your divine angels that have been assigned to each of you in this lifetime, in all lifetimes for that matter. So let's all give not only Alan a warm welcome, but to Metatron, Gabriel, Mikael, Uriel, and Ariel to the show. Welcome, Alan.
Hi, Leilani.
It is an honor to have you with us this evening. Matter of fact, all of you.
I'm very honored to be here this evening.
Well, I understand that you have a special gift that you would like to bless all the listeners with this evening. So I'm going to go ahead and have you come forward to share your wonderful gift for all our listeners this evening.
Actually, yes, I have a small angelic prayer in the angelic language, which I'd like to share with all your listeners, just to send a nice sense of healing to each and every one of them. And it goes something like this. Musa ita tikla efrito sudoneta. Muso lun imaklins uksiba uma tikla onchi. Uma siel musa efrito yonis sebito usuminu. Suni sufati wido efrito ra. And this roughly translates to, May love and light surround you. May the angels watch over you and heal you all. May light workers unite, stand as one. Unite in God's wholesome light. Amen.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much, Alan. Wow, I could really, really feel the healing prayer, and I want to thank all the archangels this evening for their beautiful gift that they have given to all of us. And you've heard it right here this evening. The show has been known to bring the light language on this show. And now tonight, for the first time, we've actually heard the archangel's own language. And we all got to share it together worldwide. Alan, I'd like to ask you, because I have your wonderful book in front of us called Angelic Wisdom and Light. And I'd like to find out, what was the catalyst that inspired you to sit down and write this wonderful book that I have in my presence?
Yeah, it actually started, I was gaining a few bits of wisdom and symbols, and I wanted to create some sort of course, something where people could learn in stages more about angels and the connection to angels. I later developed from the original course to create a book, a more in-depth knowledge. It still is a guide, a self-help guide to help, but rather than it being just a course, a stage by stage, the book is good for references. People can go back and forth and constantly learn, check, and grow.
Well, I have to say you've done a wonderful job, because even I, as long as I've been on my own spiritual journey, and as you know, with my own divine connection with the archangels, I was actually just blown away basically with the knowledge that you brought forth through this book, but yet you were able to bring that information and break it down for those, even for those that are just beginning on their journey to really explore who the archangels are. And I noticed in your book at the beginning of it, you talk about angel assignment. Can you share that with us? What that really means?
Yeah, what the angel assigning is that each spirit, each human soul is born with three assigned angels. We have our birth angels, which usually are the defining of our characters, our soul personalities. They help us develop into who we are, who we should be. And their influence is based on different characteristics that we have as individuals. Our guardian angel, which is the second angel assigned to us, usually is the angel assigned to the physical elements that we usually will go through life. It could be depending on different illnesses or different things that you may be prone to. Guardian angels seem to be connected to your physical and spiritual health. Last but not least, we have our counsel angels, which are assigned to us, which help us with our personal destinies. They help us with physical choices in life, but they also help us with more spiritual in-depth choices. They help us develop our spiritual abilities, our gifts, whether it be psychic or whether it be as just a normal spiritual gift or healing.
So what I'm hearing from you is, one, is that we have three angels that are assigned to us, and one, of course, would be our guardian angel, then our birth angel, and then our counsel angel. Is that correct?
It is, yes.
Oh, wonderful. You know, it's really interesting because I have to be honest with you. I only really understood about my guardian angel, but never understood about a birth angel, let alone a counsel angel. Do we sometimes confuse, let's say, an ascended master or a guide as being one of our counsel angels?
I'd say occasionally people may mistake it. I think the reason being is that people don't really have the understanding to make the decisiveness about what it is, whether it be a spirit, an angel, or an ascended master. Hopefully the book, which I've created, will give people enough information to see that the counsel angel that's with them will be judged on different things, such as the colors, the feelings, different things that they connect with. They'll be able to see for themselves who their own assigned angels are. They will be able to decipher that based on the information in the book.
And I will agree with you on that because, as I do, as a matter of fact, I went through your book twice, and it's one of those books that I will always go back and reference with the information that you brought forward, because one of the key elements as I was listening to you talking about your book is that you were talking about the seven dimensions of the archangels. Can you share a little bit more about what the seven dimensions are, and what does that look like when you are referring to the archangels?
What it is, that heaven, in a metaphysical sense, is split into seven portions. These are known as the seven planes of heaven. Each individual plane is governed by a choir of angels. There are nine choirs. And each level has a governing choir, basically looks after that plane of heaven. Certain spirits, when they cross over, will exist on certain planes within this one space of heaven. The angel choirs that reside within these planes are the angels, which are the lower, or the, rather, I don't really want to say the lower, but the first stage of heaven would be the angels. Then we have the archangels, which is the second plane of heaven. Then we move on to the authorities and the powers. Then we have the virtues, the dominions. Then we have the seraphims, the thrones, and then eventually we have the cherubims, which exist slightly outside of what people would class as heaven. Cherubims are more they are the universe. They are the surrounding of the universe itself. And these different stages are governed in different ways. The archangels are generally closest to Earth, to us, and human connections. The archangels themselves are actually guardians of all of the seven planes of heaven.
Wow. Let me, if you would, Alan, let me give out our phone numbers again. Please, if you'd like to call and ask Alan any questions about the archangels, or you'd like to find out who your birth angel is, or your guardian angel, or even your council angel, these are the numbers. And for the USA, toll free, and that is 877-270-8714. Canada, 888-861-3519. Our direct lines, same area code, is 530-876-3223 or 413-4515. Now, let's go back to birth angels. When you talk about birth angels, because I've never heard anyone refer to a birth angel, and it makes so much sense to me. Can you share a little bit more what a birth angel is and how you how they're actually assigned to us when it comes to the birth angel?
There is a few ways, actually. One of the most common ways for a birth angel to be assigned is based on the house of the 12, which is the zodiac's angels. Each governing zodiac is accompanied by a particular angel. It could be an angel from any of the choirs that are existing. It doesn't have to be an archangel. There are angels from the seraphim choir which do govern the zodiac signs. These are chosen at times. People will have their birth angel pretty much determined by their star sign, by their zodiacs, because it does signify a lot of the characteristics. However, there are certain cases where people will not be assigned their birth angel due to their zodiac because of simple things as complications of birth. If you were born premature, it could create a different flow of energy, which means that your characteristics will be slightly different. It could be that you are, as I've heard the phrase, on the cusp, which means you are in between different zodiacs to which neither one would really be connected to you. So a birth angel would be assigned outside of that. It is based on the energies of the individual themselves. Their guardian angels, however, is a little bit different. They are based on physical and spiritual elements. With the birth angel, we can find out who has which birth angel based on the very basis characteristics, the true personality.
Got it. Okay. Well, and that's where I found it was really intriguing, because I understood there was an archangel assigned to each month, or as you have referred to as a zodiac. And I never, ever thought any deeper than that, that, you know, being born under a specific horse, you know, zodiac sign, we were assigned a specific angel. Now, like, when you and I were talking, you had shared with me, because I was actually born on the cusp, April the 23rd. But what I found was really interesting is in your book, it gives a different archangel, whereas I found out that Archangel Michael has been assigned to me as my birth angel. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah.
But okay.
With your birth angel, it was directed at your individual personalities, but when I looked at your core aura, which is the aura surrounding your solar plexus, this is usually the representation of your characteristics. This, to me, as an aura seer, will define who has which angel. With you, Michael stood out clearly as your birth angel because you were born strong, warrior-like. very strong-willed, determined, have a lot of dreams, aspirations, and these particular characteristics, among some other personal things that I obviously had picked up in your energies, determined that
right.
Michael was more your birth angel as opposed to your governing zodiac.
Oh, and I definitely love Archangel Michael. Oh, I surely do, yes. You know, it's interesting because I have, you know, his picture all over in my bedroom and statues of him and those types of things. So it made such perfect sense to me. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to see Archangel Michael. Now, it's really interesting because for someone that would really like to understand who their birth angel is, do they contact you or are they able to determine by reading your book?
I feel that in the book, especially on the birth angels, because I think it's one of the most important of all the three angels assigned, because it does define our own characteristics, and our characteristics basically define the choices we make in life. I think once you have your birth angel, the other two angels are pretty much right in your face. You can see the different angels around you. Once you have this birth angel, one of the many ways you can do it, obviously, is you know yourself better than anyone. You know your typical characteristics. The book actually indicates different characteristics for different angels. It could be different colors that you are connected to. A lot of people feel strongly about colors, and it could signify to which angel. In terms of how to determine which angel it is, a birth angel would be connected to something which you feel wholeheartedly. It will be something you feel within your solar plexus area, that part of you in your stomach that gives you butterflies.
Yes.
That connection will be for a birth angel. For something concerning strength, security, justice, any sort of outside feeling of emotion will be your guardian angel. Anything defining your abilities, whether it be choices in life, whether it be marriage, relationships, or anything of that nature will be connected to your counsel angel, which is borderline on destiny.
Oh, well, let's talk more about the counsel angel. And I have to say, Alan, you've done a beautiful job when you've talked about the birth angels. You even have gone as far as talking about the particular stone that is associated with them as well, and even some spiritual tools that you can actually use that will help assist an individual born under that particular zodiac. You know, it's really interesting because here you say, be at one with nature, barefoot on wet grass as you meditate. And I love walking on grass. I like feeling the coolness of the grass as well on the bottom of my feet. And I've always just loved nature. And it's really interesting because I've been finding myself spending more and more time outside. And now that the weather is much cooler. Do we have a caller?
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show. Would you tell, give us your name
and
where you're calling?
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
I would like to know about my angel. And hi, Jazz. Jasmine.
Hi, honey.
Where are you
calling from?
I'm Moses Lake. I'm Lucky Wish on Pal Talk. Oops. Hi, everybody. I'm waving at everyone.
Hi, Lucky. And what was your question for Alan?
I want to know about my guardian angel, my birth one.
Your guardian angel and your birth one. Your birth one,
huh?
I feel, is definitely Gabriel. I feel
okay.
A strong connection to artistic values, not just poetically or lyrically.
I can hear it on Pal Talk. I got to turn it down. Okay, go on.
Not just poetically or lyrically, I feel that Gabriel is assigned to you because you also have artistic values as well, which would borderline into maybe the likes of crochet, painting, knitting. You do have a lot of energy surrounding you, which is all very artistic and inspirational. Gabriel being the messenger, I feel that you will have strong connections as a medium. I feel that you would connect well to spirit energies. Being that it's your birth angel, showing the characteristics of Gabriel herself or himself, however you want to
refer to it. I'm excited!
Gabriel is your birth angel.
I mean, Alan, you should see my smile on my face right now.
Well, Gabriel being your birth angel, you have a lot of
I'm
green energy surrounding
calm.
Your
you
soul.
You know that. And hi, Candlelight. Hi, I am.
Lucky wish. Let me ask Alan this, because you're going to really want to be able to work it. Not to say that you aren't connecting with Gabriel, but this is really important information
okay.
for you to have, because then you can really build and strengthening your relationship, your partnership with Gabriel. So, Alan, let me ask you this question for Lucky Wish. Is there some particular tools or exercises that she could use to really strengthen that bond with Gabriel?
To embrace Gabriel, you know, to continue doing what I feel that she would do well is to write, to be expressive on a lyrical basis, writing songs, poetry. But I would like her to try
a
hand at painting as well. I feel that the expression is strong, but I feel it needs to move in the directions of color. I think Lucky would do well to connect with color on a really strong level, and I feel that the likes
and
of green, blues, and purples.
All the time, right?
Sorry, what did you say?
And stay grounded all the time, right?
Definitely, definitely. But during meditations, I would recommend colors such as dark greens, royal blues, and even scarlet reds to connect with Gabriel's energies. These are really bold,
okay.
passionate colors. They deal with expression, and expression is one of the strongest forms during any meditation or prayer to connect with Gabriel. The likes of the jade stone would be good to either wear around your neck or to concentrate on during a prayer or meditation, which does generally beacon Gabriel's energies
sure.
and will strengthen your connection with Gabriel. But the strongest connection I can offer is the connection of expression, which is writing, artwork, creation.
Yes.
Gabriel will come to you with messages, with visions, and many
I have been seeing my angels in the sky, too, Alan. And yesterday, me and Ed were going out to dinner. And on our way out to dinner, I was looking at the sky straight up, and I was seeing my kingdom, you know what I mean, my kingdom and my angels flying.
That's
it sounds
wonderful.
Like Gabriel's already trying to make
if
contact with
you. If anybody follows what I'm saying.
Yes, we do, Lucky Wish. So I hope that will really help you. And,
yes.
and to be more conscious of working with Gabriel and,
yes.
and bringing it, wearing jade and bringing those colors in, because that just helps, you know, with the relationship even further.
Yes.
So was there any last information that you wanted to share with Lucky before we say a good night to her?
I just wanted to make sure that when she's doing her meditation that she'd be somewhere filled with bright colors. A lot of the times meditations for different angels require a darkened room. With an angel like Gabriel, she prefers a bright colored room, hopefully surrounded by artworks, literature, books, anywhere where there's a lot of expression and inspiration.
I have lots of books.
This is generally a good setting for an angel like Gabriel.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, we hope that helped you, Lucky.
Yes.
We want to send you with many blessings, and thank you for
thank
calling.
Thank you. And we miss you on Pal Talk.
Oh, thank you. Soon, very soon, I will be back online.
Okay.
All right.
Later,
enjoy
Alan.
The show.
Goodbye, Lookie.
Oh, I will. Bye.
Wow, that's really interesting. And thank you for sharing that with Lucky, because, you know, it's so important for us to really connect with them. You know, some people are probably have thought, well, you know, it was one day I was listening to a conversation with a woman, and she didn't believe in angels at all, but yet she was on her spiritual path. And, you know, I was inquisitive and really wanted to understand why she didn't believe in angels. And so tonight, let me ask you about the angels. You know, why has Father God assigned angels to us? Why did he feel that it was necessary to do so? Oh, thank you.
I feel that angels are recognized in many, many different religions, beliefs, both spiritual and religious. I feel that not all in the same light, however, there are a lot of beliefs that believe that angels have nothing to do with humans, but they do exist to run the cosmos, to look after the stars, the sky, the trees, the plants, and the animals. In my particular belief, I feel there are angels for everything. I feel that God created angels not only to be able to watch over the likes of the cosmos, the time-space continuum, our planets and the many planets in the universe. I feel that angels were truly created as a connection to God, to heaven. There are many people that don't feel that connection. They don't go to church, they don't pray, they don't feel that connection, but everybody at some point feels that sense that they're not alone, like something or someone is with them, and that is their angels. I feel that angels are probably the strongest connection to light, to God, and to heaven.
That's right, and thank you for explaining that, because I love the angels. And I have been, you know, I have played with them, loved with them, you know, and I so desire that everyone really, you know, gains that understanding how wonderful that they participate with all of us in our own personal lives. But on that note, let's welcome our next caller. Would you please give us your name and where you're calling from?
Hello?
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. How are you doing?
We are doing well.
That's good. Wonderful show. Excellent show.
Oh, thank you. What's your name, honey?
I'm Freechild.
Well, we're glad you called in. And where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Nova Scotia, Canada.
Wow. Well, it's great to have you. Would you like to ask Alan a question about these wonderful, wonderful angelic beings?
Yeah, I absolutely would. First of all, I would like to say thank you, Alan, for the good work and things that you're bringing forward for the human race at this time when it's really so important.
Thank you.
And validate that the angels are ready, more than ready, to assist. And anyone who feels like they're bothering angels by asking them questions, wow, they are so full of love and so ready to assist. So good work, Al. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Before you leave us, and that's a very good point there, because they really are. They're here to assist us. I know for myself that I can sit and just really have this wonderful love communication with them. I've had Archangel Metatron just wrap me in his wings and just love me when I felt alone or confused or wasn't sure about my direction. And you're so right. And Alan, it's important for all of us to really work with our angels, aren't they? Isn't it?
I feel that it helps us not just spiritually, but physically. I mean, there's a lot of issues we deal with in daily lives, and if you notice within the book, Leilani, there is an angel for different issues that we face, whether it be stress, heartache, worry, anxiety. We also have angels connecting to hobbies and interests, to different types of careers, which can assist different people. And I feel that that's important for people to know, that even so much down to the type of job that they do, an angel is there to help and assist. Especially those that do have jobs that they tend to have a lot of stress and worry in, they can look to their angels as a form of help, guidance, and mainly support.
And they do, and they do communicate with us in many mediums. But before we let our caller go, would you like to ask for your birth angel or your counsel angel?
No, I just follow spirit continuously, and I have so much faith and trust in that I got through. It was a miracle in itself, and I got through right away. So whatever Alan is guided to share with me, I will accept.
Well, thank you. It was a real honor to have you. We send you with blessings and our love.
Well, thank you so much. Creative blessings to you as well.
I do have something for her, actually.
Okay.
The word which Gabriel has just whispered to me then. The word is Sheto. Sheto is the angelic word for healer, which is something that I feel is important to Free Child. I feel it's the angel acknowledging her healing abilities and saying thank you for the good work that she provides.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you, Archangel Gabriel, and thank you, Alan. Yeah, and just being here is an honor. At this time on this sacred planet, when she's going through her healing process, it's a beautiful time to be here. And work at you and the lady who's interviewing you allows us all to keep our strength and our courage and just see the beauty in this planet at a very diverse time in the physical life.
Thank you.
It's good to know that we're not alone.
Beautiful, beautiful heart you have. Thank you and bless you. Thank you for those wonderful, loving words. Thank you so much for that. You know, it's really interesting. I'm glad you brought that up, Alan, because that is extremely important that each angel does indeed have a very specific area. You know, what comes to my mind is, you know, I love the movie that they made of Archangel Michael. And, you know, it's so cute because he says in this movie, well, it's not my department. And it's really interesting because it's so important for all of us to understand the different functions that each of them have. An example, let's talk about Archangel Metatron's function and how when we call on him. Oh, thank you. We'll hold that thought for just a moment, okay, Alan? I'd like to welcome our next caller. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi there. My name is Serenity Peace on Teletalk, and I would like to thank Alan for his program tonight. Very interesting. And would like to ask who my birth angel and guardian angel are.
What did you say your name was? Sorry.
I'm sorry. Okay. It's Serenity Peace. On South Park, Alan?
Oh, hi. The birth angel with you, actually, I feel, is Cassiel, which is the Archangel of Serenity. Now, instantaneously, I see a lot of black energy, which a lot of people associate with bad. But black energy is actually strength, but it's strength and balance. I don't know whether you are I think it's Weaver, isn't it, with the scales. But I do see a set of scales in your energy which shows that you are a peacekeeper within life. You are neutral and try to not take sides. Your instantaneous characteristics show that you would make a good spiritual counselor or even a physical counselor, such as perhaps maybe like some criminal psychology or working with people with issues in life, helping people that are underprivileged. I feel that you have a lot of empathic connections and really strong heart, strong character, and this is really down to Cassiel, which is definitely, definitely strong with you.
Okay.
Does this make any sense to you?
It does, quite a bit, yes. I'm trying to move
you
away.
You can actually find more out about Cassiel in the book. There is quite a bit based on Cassiel. Generally, when you want to connect with Cassiel, if you do want to connect with your birth angel, you are looking to connect with a dark black, blue, or dark brown candle, which is really just a symbol of color, of focus. You can also use bloodstone to connect with Cassiel, or even tiger eye, two different crystals which help to weaken the energy.
I'm very drawn to the turquoise colors.
Two turquoise colors would represent that you have, more than likely, I would say, Uvenus. Now, Uvenus is an angel, which may be your guardian angel, or your counselor. I'm not entirely sure which of the two it may be, but I feel that the connection with the turquoise colors, the more lighter shades, is about justice. I feel that you are someone in this world that really wants to make a difference. You've felt since the day you were born like you were born to do something important in this life. I know that a lot of people have that feeling, but with you, you feel, you can actually physically feel your destiny in your bones, in your muscles, in your body. I feel like it's really strong in you. And this angel has a lot of influence on doing the right thing. I feel that at times you may have made hard choices in your life because you are protecting people, because you are doing what is right, even when at times it may not feel like it's going so well. It always seems to come out on top, and I feel it's the influence of, and I do feel that you're guardian angel, because I also feel that you are very safeguarded, because people will often try to manipulate
all this nature.
And I feel that that's why you have these two angels definitely around you at this time. So I hope that gives you a little bit of information there.
It did, yes. Thank you very much.
Do we still have our caller, right?
No,
hello?
You have a new caller on my phone.
Okay.
I'm sure she's glad.
Okay, well, first of all, before I bring our next caller onto the line, let me bless the caller we just had. We want to thank you for calling into the show. Great, great stuff. And I know that, and we hope that we have served you well. I'd like to welcome our next caller. If you would give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
I'm Lady Snake Venom, and I'm calling from Canada.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Did you have a question for Alan?
Yes. My question, Alan, is the last time we talked, you informed me that my guardian angel is Loki, and I was just wondering what exactly like his purpose is.
Well, a lot of people would be frightened to know that Loki is one of the angels of death. But in a more lighter sense, Loki is an angel that safeguards spirits during passing. Usually some of the strongest mediums, when I say strongest, I mean the more dedicated mediums, will have a task of helping spirits cross over or find peace and pass messages on to the people that are still living. Loki is very, probably the most direct connection to spirit energy. Those who have Loki as any of the three signed angels will have a really strong connection to spirit energy. I mean, a lot of spiritual activity physically, not just on a mediumship level. I feel that you will have a lot of spirits surrounding you, a lot of guides, guardians, and ascended masters. Loki seems to attract spirit energy very powerful, which would pretty much be limitless in the sense of your abilities as a medium. You'd pretty much be able to connect with anything, from animal spirits to totems to spirit guides, ascended masters, and spirits that have crossed over.
Oh, wow. That's very cool.
He's a very powerful angel to have.
Okay. What would be the best way to, communicate?
With Loki, actually, although most of the energies that with Loki are a dark color, a white candle is one of the best ways to, if you want to meditate or to say a prayer to Loki. Now, any prayer will do to any particular angel, but if you're using the actual name of the angel, you will have a reply from that individual angel themselves. Stones connect into Loki. Sapphire is a good stone. Once again, Tiger Eye is also a good stone for Loki. It's a good stone to connect to mediumship. In terms of meditation, one of the best forms of meditation to connect with Loki is actually to have your feet based in water, in salt water. With having so much connection to your spirit energy with Loki, you have to be grounded when you are meditating, connected with him. His energies can be a little bit overwhelming at times, and it's good to be grounded. Salt water, I feel, is one of the best forms.
Okay. So would maybe having like a bath in salt water before...
Whether it be a bath or whether you just have your feet based in the water, or even if you were just literally standing with your feet in the ocean on a beach, anywhere where there's water basically just covering the feet, it just grounds the base chakra.
Okay.
I hope that gives you a bit of information.
Oh, that's excellent, Alan. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're very welcome.
We hope we have served you. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that was very informative and very helpful. Thank you very much.
So many blessings to you, Lady Snake.
Many blessings to
blessings.
You.
Blessings. Thank you for calling in. Before we thank you, and we do send our caller with many blessings, and we hope that we have served you well. If you haven't gotten this book, this is one of the great books that I have come across, and this is a book that I will keep in my personal library, and it's called Angelic Wisdom and Light. I highly recommend this book. And it's just packed with a lot of knowledge, but yet at the same time, it's broken down where we each can understand it, and actually able to apply what we learn from this wonderful book. And as Alan had shared with all of us earlier this evening, there's the seven dimensions. I encourage all of us to really explore the seven dimensions of the archangels. There are different functions that each of them have been assigned to assist us. If you aren't familiar with your guardian angel or your birth angel or your council angel, this book will definitely assist you in making that connection. And I highly recommend that we all have passion in finding out who they are in our own lives and really communicating and working with them. Alan's website is Alan the Angel Reader, Wilks, W-I-L-K-S dot 50megs.com. And you know what, Alan? I got a proposition for you. Let's you and I do a two-hour show. Would you like to do that?
That would be amazing. I'd be very honored to do that.
Let's do it. I'll work on talking to BBS Radio and see what we can do about just you and I having a bunch of fun, and we'll do a two-hour show. And let me tell all our listeners tonight, there's no way I could have done any justice to this show tonight. This book is extremely informative. Alan has so much wisdom to share, and it's very apparent that he has this wonderful divine connection to the archangels. And I really, really would like to share this knowledge with all of you worldwide, and share it with your friends, your families, your coworkers, and even your neighbors. This will be a great book that won't be intimidating to anyone that is just starting out, even on their journeys. And real quick, before we have to say goodnight, does the Archangel have a quick message for me, Alan?
I actually have something for you in terms of at this present time. I feel that there's a lot of movement in your life right now, both physically and spiritually. And your angels, especially Michael, is concerned that your energies are a little bit, I don't want to say unstable, but a little bit scattered. And he feels that it would be wise right now to try and combine those energies using clear quartz crystal. He feels that that is a crystal that you would probably connect with very much so. But he also has a prayer he would like to share with you and obviously all the listeners that are in need of healing right now. And this is the message. Angels afar, from heaven you reign. Hear my call, ease your pain. Bring the light, the hope within. Show me the way, let the healing begin. Bring about the love that we share, to teach us to tread where angels may dare, to walk in faith in night or in day, to feel the blessings in every way, in hope we heal hearts of men, to tell us only and only when the healing subsides, we have good times instead. As you look to the heavens, you look on ahead. Love, honor, and angels unite, bringing about the heavenly sight. Heal them, angels, in and around. Descend negative energy to the ground. Release, embrace the light of hope as you bear your wings so that we may cope. Catching a glimpse of blissfulness, feeling in heart that tenderness. Love shines through the darkness it may to show the future our bright blessed day. Is this all within our power as we look in paradise to see the blossoming flower? We seek and we find, so come what may. To heal us all, to heal this day. God be with you tonight. Amen.
Wow. Thank you. It's a real honor to have you, Alan. And remember, you are the power and the authority of you, your worlds, and activities. Until we meet again, be safe, be peace, and be love. Good night to all.